I'll tell you, it's beautiful out there right now. Well, it's not beautiful. It's warm, at least. I don't have to run my heat here. Got the door open for the first time in a while.
I'm going to go do a tour, but I'm going to leave it connected. I'll send you when I appoint.
Very good, Bill. I'll be out here listening to Rock. I'm like half awake, so. My friend, I'm going to wish congratulations. You guys can lay down here and listen. That fall seats will disconnect automatically in like 15 minutes.
All right, I hear that in your voice, and Bill, we'll talk to you later. All right, Vic, 73. I'm just sitting here in front of the computer right now. 82, be alarmed.
KBIFY timeout.
Time's out. I just reset it over here.
Yeah, I guess you heard me telling Victor before I hit the database yesterday with the general endorsement.
That's good. Congratulations. I need to get a hard copy in the mail. Now at least you're legal.
Yeah, they told me there when I left I could transmit anywhere I wanted to within my band plan, as long as I put an AG after my call sign.
Oh, no, you don't need the AG, you're in the system. Yeah, what I used to do is just when I went on the other frequencies, I'd use the AG, otherwise I would just use my normal call.
I was on 10 meters the other night talking to a friend of mine in Harrison, the same town I live in, and I didn't have to use the AG there because I had that privilege in my tech license.
Yeah, originally we didn't have that privilege when we were techs. Then when they got rid of the novice, they combined the two together, so you had all the privileges from the... The tech got all the novice privileges, but the novice had to if they wanted to upgrade, they had to upgrade the tech to get all the privileges.
Yeah, I heard some people were disappointed in that when they got rid of the novice. They were saying they should have been upgraded to tech automatically, but I don't see where that should be true. You got to earn it. You got to take the test, right?
Yeah, you got that right. In the olden days, I think they upgraded some people there, but took the life test by a certain time. They upgraded them automatically. They were grandfathered, but that was a long time ago before you and I ever got licensed. But that's like this advance they got. They did away with the advance, so there's still people in there. They've got more privileges than the general, but less than the extra.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked when I first got my tech license, KD2BOR for ID. When I first got my tech license, I guess I didn't read everything. And I was very shocked when I found out that I had some privileges on 10 meters and 6 meters. I was really shocked. I never even knew that. I thought it was just, you know, UHF and VHF. That was it.
Yeah, no, it ain't so much on 6 meters. 10 meters is pretty good. 220 is a great band. I like that one.
KC2YJB disconnected.
Yeah, Vic said he was going to be disconnected. He was lying there in his bed listening. He sounded real tired. Yeah, well, I got it. I started looking at the extra pool. Oh, my God, it's going to be a long time, Bill.
It's like my wife did. She studied day and night, and she's better than I did on the test.
Hey, did you ever talk to Uncle Louie again? Did you find out what happened to him that night? Did he have his volume turned down, or he just shut the radio off?
No, I haven't heard him on since, but then I haven't really been home, so no, I don't know what happened. I think he just had the volume down. He didn't realize it over there. It was just Chris called him, and I called him, and he didn't come back, so that is my guess. He had the volume down, he didn't hear nothing, so he figured nobody was on.
And like I said, I get that repeater very spotty. Sometimes I can get it to key up just with the power from my radio, but sometimes I can't. That's the other night I told you I was running the brick, and you said I was getting into it, but it was coming in real spotty as far as receiving it.
Used to run the WECA, the 14706 is the one we used to run. And then he shifted over there. See, that one there works good when he's upstate for him. We used to really use KQ28, but that hasn't been up for a long time.
KD2BOR. Yeah, that's where I first jumped in on this, was the KQ2H machine. On the 440 side, and also the 220 that they used to have. When I first got my license, that's where I started talking. I think I talked to Charlie and Steve the first time on the 220 machine.
Yeah, I don't know if Steve is working or if he's sleeping or what.
All depends on what type of night he had. Sometimes he comes home and jumps on HF. If there's anything going on, but usually, even if he's on HF, he pops in here.
Yeah, I know one of the guys in the group here. I know his wife got licensed. If she passed the test, which is good. He's only one more person.
Yeah, now I'm pushing Chris, KD2CWW. I got him the other day. I said, now it's your turn, pal. You got to start studying and get your upgrade.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you get there. You know, it's funny. I was looking on Craigslist just for the hell of it. I found some people that had tires. I left this guy a message. He emailed me back. He's got four. He wants $200. I could go buy freaking new ones for less than that.
Yeah, I was looking at the tires on my truck yesterday. I must have hit a piece of glass or something. Or maybe they just were older tires when I got them. I got a slit right near the edge of the tread on the one front tire. And with all the city driving I do, they don't last long on my truck. If I get 20,000 out of a set of tires, you know, those ones with the bigger tread, I'm lucky. You know, I'm always driving city. I'm always turning. They're not wearing unevenly, they're just wearing down.
Yeah, one of the ones on my truck on the sidewall had like a little mark on it. When I had this, one time when I put the plow on the truck, the guy noticed that he put a little mark on it. I took the mark off. And otherwise, you know, if somebody sees it, they're going to, and that tire is no good.
Just the price of them. There's not too many brand tires out there that I like. Mostly I'm tend towards Cooper. but the pliers for my truck. If I want to put on regular passenger car tread on it, because I got rid of the tires that came on my truck. They were like passenger car tires. I put on something with some meat on it when it had about 6,000-7,000 miles on. I got my first flat, and I said, that's it. These tires are gone.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at Town Fair. They've got, like, those off brands. And I looked at the site you gave me. They're a lot cheaper on the site you gave me than what Town Fair has got them for. Town Fair says they're supposed to match the price. I wonder if I take those prices and go to Town Fair if they'll match them.
We have a store open not too far from a, they got their wholesale outlet, and then they got their retail store. And a buddy of mine took the prices off of, not the wholesale site, but he took it off the retail site on Tire Rack. He printed it out, and he went over there, and they matched the price.
Yeah, maybe I should do that. Put the printer up to my laptop and print them out. Yeah, because there's like two or three. Yeah, there's that Como, there's a Summit or something, and then there was the ones you told me. So there's like three different brands. Yeah, they're like between 59, I think they were like between 50 and 72, I think they were.
Yeah, they got, they'll probably match it up. I like those Kumho tires. They're really good, like I told you the other night. I sell a lot of them. That KR21's a pretty good tire.
Yeah, I wrote them down. I think those were the ones, there was, they had like three different tires, that brand there.
Yeah, I'm on their site right now, on the wholesale site. And the cheapest one is $52. That's Summit. I can't say it. It's Sumitomo. I've used the tires. They're not bad. They're $52 without the shipping. They come with a road hazard guarantee automatically. And they got the Fusion Touring, which is not a bad tire either. That's $54 without the shipping. There's a lot of them there.
Yeah, I know, I saw those. The only thing is, like in my case, they probably wouldn't give me those prices there. Because that one site I printed out there, I guess that must be that's probably the wholesale site, the one I got the prices from.
KD2VOR. You can't get into the wholesale site on Tire Rack unless you're registered with them in a registered business with a tax number. The only site you can get into is their retail site.
That's probably the site I was in then, because the prices look good. I could get four tires for like 200 and change over here. If that guy wants to sell me used ones. I saw some other ones on Craigslist, but the car dealership, they got a rack here with tires. The guy said like, I think he said like $35, probably around $35 a piece he's getting sold. I'm going to try calling him up and see if he's got any in stock. This other guy had four matching ones. He didn't tell me what they were. He told me 200 mounted in balance over there. I mean, I could get them mounted in balance for nothing new too, but that's not the point. But, I just thought that was kind of steep, but I was looking to spend about half that.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I'm on their site now that's retail. And the cheapest tire I see in a 205.70 is a Kumho Sense at $61. That's what they're showing me.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Well, 61 isn't bad, you know. 6 times 4 is 24, 240. Yeah, that's about right.
And then when you get done putting the shipping on top of it, then it becomes more.
Yeah, I printed out the Kumho. I went ahead and put them. I wrote them. There's a Fusion one. It's not Hancock. It's like a Hancock, and there's another name. Sumento or something?
Yeah, they got one Fusion tire on the retail site for your car, and that other one is Sumento or something. I can't say it. That brand's got two tires for your car.
Yeah, I'm going to call it a Hancock or whatever. That one's like $80 a tire. That's like $320. That one's expensive. The Kumos, yeah, I see one for, there's one for 61, one for 68, one for 72.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. The Kumho KR21 is $68 on the retail site. The KH16 is $72. And this new one they got out, the Kumho Sense Grand Touring, that one's $61.
Yeah, I don't know what the mileage rating is on those tires, but actually one of those says it's discontinued or something, I guess. They're probably closing them out.
The Kumho Sense has got a tread wear rating of 520. The Kumho KH16's got a 440 tread wear rating. The KR21 has got a 680 tread wear rating.
Well, actually, they ain't really that much different than the price.
That Hankook tire you were talking about, that one is $80, and the tread wear rating on that tire is 700.
Yeah, I don't know what all those numbers mean, but I can't. I'll take your word for it.
You know, Bill, you never believe it. Years ago, you just went out when you needed tires. You had to get tires on your car. You saw a price you liked and you bought them. Today, it's like a major ordeal. It's like doing a lot of research before you buy tires.
So I have the Yokohamas on my old Saturn I sold, and I had these Power Kings originally on my pickup. One of them went bad on me, the one that came on the truck, and then I've gotten two more to match. He almost matched him, and then he ends up putting these Toyos on there. And then, I was mad. He left them on the old truck. I wanted to take them off and put them on this truck, but the Toyos looked like they were pretty good over there.
Yeah, the Toyo tires are not bad. I've had them on one of my cars years ago. I think I've only had one set of Toyo tires in my life, but they weren't bad.
Like I said, I get them from Town Fair now, and that's why I was thinking if I print it out, maybe print out the price, just take all the ones they have over there, all the different brands, just print them out. Some of the other ones I want to try to stay away from, like the Firestone ones and the ones I got on now are Bridgestone. The Bridgestone ones I got on there are all dry rotting.
Yeah, on my site, the wholesale site, that Sumento or whatever tire with the decent, you know, 640 treadwear rating, they're 52 apiece, and with the shipping brings them up to 62 apiece. That's still not bad.
Yeah, I don't know how much it's gonna cost me in gas to go up there and back. I probably use about a half a tank of gas going coming.
Yeah, that's another thing we didn't have to worry about years ago. Well, we worried we weren't making as much money, but the price of gas today, you gotta factor that in on everything you buy. If you have to travel to go get it, that brings the price up.
I get these emails from this company. They want me to do a field service job, using my own vehicle, put like 300 miles, I don't know if it's 300 miles a day or what on it. You know, they'll tell you some miles or some other crap. To me, it ain't worth it, the wear and tear on my cars. Then I gotta run the miles just for what?
Katie 2 Yeah, it's all well and good if they're going to give you gas money or money back towards gas, but like you said, that's not enough for repairs and everything. If the car breaks down, that's all on you.
Oh, I know. That's what I mean. I would have to, if I took that job, I'd have to go out and just start with four new tires. I know I got a service to change the oil and stuff. That's not a problem, but the thing is, yeah, I got 27,000 miles on it. I just done the thing is going to have close to 100,000 miles if I keep doing that job.
I know what you mean. All right, Bill, I'm going to take a break. I got to finish doing the service on this car, and I'll be here listening. 82, BOR.
Yeah,
all
right, Rob. I'm going to do it four. I'll be back. I might disconnect and reconnect, so 73. I'll catch you in a little bit. Give you one half one.
KD2BOR, KB2TIA.
Good morning, Steve, or good evening. KD2BOR, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Rock. Happy, my week is over. Starting my weekend. And how are you doing? You recovered?
I'm doing okay, Steve. I got to go to the doctor for a consultation. I think on the 17th. They won't give any information out over on the phone anymore, so I got to go up to his office on the 17th at 1:30 in the afternoon and find out what the outcome of the testing of what that thing they took out. So that's on the back of my mind, but at least I'm feeling a little better. My stomach feels better after they had me pumped up with about 300 pounds of air.
All right, Rocky. excuse me. I'm losing my voice here. It's weird. Nobody wants to give any information out over the phone anymore, no matter what. But even though you get messages, you know, if this is not so-and-so, please hang up. It's kind of crazy. But what are you going to do? You know, you got to find out.
That's true. Hey, I hit the database as a general yesterday afternoon, or sometime Bill told me when I got home that I hit the database.
QRZ still has you listed as a technician.
Yeah, the FCC database has got me listed as a general.
A great quote online, go to the general and be on time. Keep you one eye for.
Good morning, Bill. Nice to hear you in there. Rocky, yes it is. I see it here. I just went to the ULS site, and I do see you listed as a general. And grant date, what the heck is it? Why can't I read this thing? Oh, dead air. Effective 12/5/13.
I tell you, it made it quick. It took, I took the test, my tech on the 5th of February 2 years ago, and it didn't hit the database to the 14th.
Yep, I see that here. Hey, you're good until 2022, February 14, 2022. So you got a ways to go before you have to renew.
But yeah, I think what do you got to do? You got to do that the 2 months before, or I forget. There's some time. I don't know what the time frame is. Just before your license is going to run out, you got a certain amount of time they tell you you can renew.
Yeah, I think you have also up until like 2 years after it expires, I think, also to renew. I think it's like a couple of months or something before.
for the ARRL, they'll do it for free. Funny, I renewed mine, and then right after I renewed it, then I upgraded. I got the new license. I never bothered putting it in my wallet, and then I upgraded, and I put the new one in. Want to hear a horror story, Steve?
Did you say a horror story?
Yeah, I worked this overnight shift last night. I'm supposed to go into my shift. As far as I know, I'm supposed to be in work at 2 o'clock and work till 10. I go down there, and he got somebody else doing my shift. He sticks me on this frickin' overnight again. So I had to come over here at 6, so I got to stay till 5 in the morning. I said, I'm supposed to do another shift tomorrow morning, 8 to 4, I'll leave. He says, oh, you still want to do the sugar? I says, I need the money. I says, my wife just had a cataract on. I says, he's driving around with bald tires on his car. I mean, I said, I need the money over here. You know, this guy pulled his crap on me this week. This isn't the first day he did it to me. He did it to me the other day. I told him I wanted, I needed Monday off because I had to go for that thing Rocky went for. And I wanted Wednesday because I had to bring her to get her thing done. So, what's he do? He has the guy come in Tuesday. I show up Tuesday. The guy's there. Then he makes the guy come in today. The guy couldn't work yesterday. The guy that's supposed to be at this site ended up working at my site yesterday. So I'm gonna. He's asking me if I can work. If I was working Sunday over there, I said usually I work on a different site, but I have something I want to do in the afternoon. He says, oh, you want to work that shift back over here? I work the Sunday night shift, but next week I want my old shift back.
I think you got to keep hammering away at them to get you something, some kind of permanent, shifts. Because all this running around is it's just ripping you to pieces, there, Bill. You're really wearing yourself out. And I hate hearing that, You got to try to get yourself some steady hours. At least you'll know if you're coming or going.
No, that's just it. I had steady hours. I had the 2 to 10 shift Monday through Thursday with this company. I had the overnight shift with the other company the Friday and Saturday, 11 at night to 7 in the morning. And then this company had another site. They were sticking me over there one day, so I get the 40 hours. And that shift I was kind of playing with a little bit, working different days, because sometimes I wanted the Sunday off. I didn't want to go up for 7 days straight. But he offered me this shift. I don't want this shift. It's too long. You either come in at 6 or 7, and you got to stay till 5. I don't like this shift. I just want an 8-hour shift. The week after, I got to work for both companies. I got to go in to work 6 to 2, and then from there, I got to go 2 to 10 with this company. So, in fact, I had to stop one day because the woman that works the 2 to 10 shift wanted the day off. She asked the other guy. The guy can only really work in the afternoon, so I said, I had to go back and check with the other company because I had the Monday off, and so I got to work on the Monday. It took the Tuesday off so I could take her shift in the morning, and this other guy worked my shift, and then she's going to work a different day for him.
Hey, Rocky, K2BOR is available if you want to drop your Delta.
I like my call signs. They appreciate that. Plus, I got the plates on my truck already, and I don't want to go through that hassle of going to Jersey and getting another set of plates and spending another $15. No, it's not too bad in Jersey. They're only $15. I know Charlie spent like about... I think for his amateur plates, I think he spent about 65.
Well, I have no idea what the plates cost these days in New York.
Yeah.
Now, I spent 25 for the first set for my SUV, which is a passenger plate. I got a combination plate on my pickup. The second set cost me $40.
What do you need the combination plate for?
on my pickup truck. I got a pickup truck, I got the SUV, and I got her car. She's got her call sign on her car. You know, when she got this Buick, I went out and got her the call sign plate. The other car, she never had call sign plates on it. So. Mine, I had gotten the call sign plates on it. In fact, the car that she had before we got this one was my car, actually. And I had put my call sign plates, and then when I bought the SUV, I pulled the plates off and put them on the SUV, and that car sat in the driveway for like 2 months. And so, and then I sold it, the other car she was driving, and I took the registration and put it back on that car. And when I got rid of it, they gave me this set of plates. I didn't care for the number. I like the old number better, so I went out and I got her the call sign plates for her car. So, but it was $25 for the first set, and the other set I had to get, I paid, I think it was $40 over there. Don't forget, Charlie changed his call sign, so he had to get a new set.
Bill, if he had, let's say, you know, Charlie has two cars, and he puts, he keeps his call sign plates for MUQ, and then he gets the new ones. Do they know, or would they take his plates back? Do they know that he's changed his call?
You got to fill out the paperwork. You got to send him a copy of your license, the amateur radio license. He replaced one plate with the other one. I know people have kept the old call sign plates over there. They didn't turn them back in. I think he might have kept them because he paid for them. But if his old call gets reissued and somebody in Connecticut gets it and they want to get the amateur plates, then they got to apply for them. Anyway, Steve, your buddy DeWino was asking for you. He was on the other night. Louie comes on, fills out his call. Wino answers him, and I answer him. Louie disappeared. I think he had his volume down.
Yeah, maybe got called away with something. I haven't heard, I haven't heard of Wino in some time. I can't even, I think maybe like the beginning of the summer. I might have heard him once this year.
Nice guy. He lives around the corner from me. In fact, he lives closer to me than Charlie does.
Hey, Chris is a very nice guy. I was happy to meet him when I went to Louis that time. It was really nice to meet him. So this is about pictures up, I think, of us. I think on the Facebook group.
Remember you sent them out. I'm trying to remember. I don't know if you put them on my Facebook. And I don't think I had Facebook at the time.
In the After Midnight group, I think there's a photo album called Rogues Gallery. I'm not there right now, otherwise I would look up sending a file up. I think it's in Rogues Gallery. There's photos of the hams I've met.
I think that's where I saw it. Okay, it's in there then. Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, my account is still deactivated over there. I was looking at my wife. I was modifying her slightly. Hers is marked deactivated, but it looks like I can still find people. Mine is marked deactivated. I can't find nobody. You know, I find people that I know I've gone to school with, I've worked with. Relatives, they don't friend me back. I friend strangers and they friend me back. Go figure.
No, I'm pretty bad with that too. Sometimes people are lingering for weeks before I notice that I got a request or something. I do the articles, I'll send up pictures, but I don't get into the nuts and bolts of it too often. Looking to see who's sent requests and messages and stuff. If it gets forwarded to my phone, then I usually check it out later. You know, with the group even, when I've needed to do something and I was at my, you know, wasn't at a computer, sometimes I would message Carlos and Carlos would take care of it for me. He's nice like that. And, you know, I don't really get into the nuts and bolts of it. A couple of times I've had people help me out with Facebook settings and stuff. I don't know. I have a hard enough time, you know, dealing with the kids and getting my my butt to work and everything like that than to get into all that.
I'll give it to Rocky in a second, kid. You want to... No, they deactivated my account because people were... Because I'm sending a criminal... I thought I was transferring. And I was saying that I friend a lot of people. They don't friend me back. And if any, Facebook deactivates it, that's how I get screwed.
Are you saying if people don't accept your request, they throw you out? I don't think that's how it works.
What? They suspended my account like three times already. I still can't find anybody anymore on it. I mean, it stinks.
I'll tell you something, my brother has been thrown off about four times because he puts up big political rants and I guess it rubs somebody the wrong way or somebody complains or something about something you put up, and he's been thrown off like three or four times and he just signs up with another email and he's right back in there. You might want to try changing your email or something. Maybe somebody lodged a complaint against you or something. Who knows? And I don't even think they inform you. They probably just drop you. And so that's something you might want to investigate.
That's right. Donna's brother did that. I'm looking one night at Donna's and I noticed... they're not friends with me no more, her brother and her sister. Well, I called her, I said, what the hell is going on here? She says, oh, you're sending all these big butt women. You know, big people send me these pictures of, I'm clicking on, I like the pictures, and that, you know, and I guess it's going out to everybody. How am I supposed to know that? Then I went in there and I figured out what sevens they were, and I changed them.
Yeah, there was one weekend when, I had so many people on there, and I was getting so many things, you know, like on my page, and it was just getting ridiculous. And I had thrown off, like, I think it was like 29 people or something that I cut. And like maybe seven of them asked to, you know, befriend me again, and the rest didn't notice. So I was like, all right, well, the hell with them.
Yeah, I haven't been turning anybody down. I want to friend me. I've been friending everybody back, but there's a few in there. If I really want to do them, I get these ones. They want to keep messaging back and forth. They're asking me all these questions. Like, so finally, I went in. I changed my profile. I changed their profile. Married to Donna. I put in there she's married to me, and whatever. So hopefully, I've gotten messages from these women here. One woman She liked my profile, my picture there. She decided she wanted to friend me, which is fine. I've seen a few pictures of these young ladies that look nice. I friended them, too. What the hell? But that's about as far as it's going to go with me.
Hey, Bill, you know about DXing. St. Martin is split in two. You know, you have the French and the Dutch side. Are they each their own entity, or is it one entity for the whole island?
Funny you ask me that. That's where I went on my honeymoon. We took a cruise. We went to St. Martin each, St. Thomas. You see, Barbados, Antigua, I think it was. Before to Puerto Rico. No, I think they're considered two separate ones. I'm not sure.
Just really funny. I'm looking at my log, and on that QRZCQ site, they list all the DXCC entities that you worked. And 518 and 519 is blank. You know, it list shows that I worked them, but for some reason the word St. Martin doesn't appear. So I had looked them up on the ARL list, and it said, oh, it's St. Martin spelled like, you know, the regular way, and then St. Martin spelled with the two A's and E-N on the end. And I was wondering if they count as one thing, because they didn't put the names in the slot, but they give me credit, you know, for the entity number. So it just seemed weird, so I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
I've been there. They're two separate. They're two separate. I don't know if they're separate islands. They're near each other, but I think they're definitely two separate islands.
No, it's the same island. It's just split in half. Half is ruled by the Dutch, and half is ruled by France.
I think she counts as two, but I'm not. But don't quote me. Maybe Rocky knows.
82 BOR. I have no clue. I'm just listening to what you guys are talking about.
Because I'm looking at this crazy list. And then 213 is also St. Martin, so I know there's not three of them. I'm trying to understand why it's on this list like this. It's just crazy. Maybe I should write them. Send them an email asking the question why it shows up like that.
St. Thomas, St. Martin, and Martinique were probably the best islands out of all the ones I went on my honeymoon, as far as that goes. Jamaica was nice. We went to Jamaica. She had won a trip one time, Sandals, Duns River. So years ago when I was single, I went with a buddy of mine and went to Bermuda. Bermuda was nice.
Yeah, that cruise out of Puerto Rico, I think it's Royal Caribbean. And it goes to all those islands. Every day is a different island. It's the biggest bang for your buck. It's just so expensive to fly into Puerto Rico and leave from there. We've been on numerous cruises, and all of them have been Royal Caribbean. And I'm a member of that Crown and Anchor Club. So they always send us coupons and incentives and stuff. And when we're on the ship, they bring you stuff, you know, like a writing desk with cards, you know, like postcards and, raincoats one time. Well, they're like different stuff. They like leave it in your room as a gift because you're a member.
Yeah, KB1IFY for those who care. But anyway, they're definitely nice islands over there. You go down there. Only the Bahamas was the one. There's this guy, every time he sat around, kept running into him. You gotta watch these people. They come around begging you for money and stuff.
We only had that problem in the Bahamas. The rest of the islands, we never experienced that kind of problem. In Haiti, we went to Haiti, and it's like a compound, and those people are kind of desperate to sell you something, because it's like if they don't sell you something, they don't eat that day. You know, it makes you feel a little weird. In the Bahamas, it was just like one scam after another, and these were made by blind school children. Won't you please buy this bracelet? All that kind of crap. And before we got there, there was a pamphlet saying that, listen, this is a scam. It's a common thing they do down there, blah, blah, blah. And you couldn't look at something. You know, if you stopped to look in a counter, there was like six people. Oh, come over here, come over here, come over here. Oh, we got the same thing. You know, it's like you after a while, be like, let's just go. You know, and we ended up not buying as much as we thought we would. That's the only problem with it. You know, it's so like poor and like third world that you can't look at anything. You can't really enjoy yourself in some places because you just like have all these people descending on you.
Yeah, we actually ended up twice. We got suckered down there twice. Some stupid timeshares and drove me nuts over there with those damn things. I bought this nice rum when I was out there and dropped the bottles, the box broke on me. I had four bottles of rum bread. Then I went back the second time. I got got the rum that I lost. I should have charged it the first time. I paid for it. I charged it the second time. I was able to finagle it where I claimed it as being damaged, so I guess got even.
Yeah, the first two cruises we took, we went heavy on liquor. And it was really amazing because, you know, you would buy it and they're like, oh, we'll send it to the ship. And I looked at my wife, I said, and what if they don't, you know? You're like screwed. You're going to be leaving the country in a couple of hours and you'll never see the money or the stuff again. But everything makes it. It's amazing. They send everything you buy right to the ship and it's waiting for you. So I was really impressed with how that works. You know, I guess they don't want to take a chance on damaging the tourist trade. You know, it's their means of living. You know, it's their bread and butter.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe one eye of one. Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
KB2 TIA for those who are still awake. How about it, Rocky? Why don't you pick it up?
I'm just sitting here. Don't have much to add. I just pulled up. Hey, Bill. Finally know what you look like. I never pulled you up on QRZ, and I saw the picture of you.
All right, Ron. Very good. Yeah, well, my wife's call sign is on there, too, because I'm the administrator for her. You can put her call sign in. You can see what she looks like, too.
Oh, okay, yeah, I never pulled you up on QRZ. I was just fooling around with it. And I said, let me pull Bill up and see if there's a picture. And I get a kick out of Charlie's picture, especially on his QRZ site when he's standing behind that red car that says Q-Ball-1.
Well, I don't know, he changed. I haven't looked at Charlie's lately. I'll have to check it out again. Yeah, I got those pictures on my phone you sent me. I should show them to my wife. She didn't see them yet.
I'll tell you, that plate matches him, that's for sure.
Well, it's funny. Because I didn't know what I met him once, and every time I go in the grocery store, who's in there? Charlie, went right by my house.
Lovely lady there, Bill. I just pulled up your wife's site. Very good, pal.
She's one of the nicest people you'll ever meet, Rock. Very friendly.
I spoke to her maybe once or twice through my radio career here. Not too many times. One night she was on. I didn't know who it was. And then she finally said something. I said, oh, that's Bill's wife. I didn't know who the lady... You don't hear, besides Josephine, you don't hear a lot of women out here.
Yeah, she was on the other day. I was talking. I think it was Josephine who was on. Somebody was saying they're going to be retiring, probably me in that group regularly. I forget who it was.
That was WA2ZOZ she was talking to.
Okay, that's right, yeah. Yeah, I had to think about it for a minute, too, until you reminded me, but there ain't too many YLs on. I know that there's another repeater in New Jersey that has a YL set on there. I can't hit it from my house. If I could, Don, if you get on it.
Hey, that's the one Josephine goes on. I don't even know what repeater it is. I'll have to ask her one day just to see if I have that repeater in my radio.
I believe it's a Sparrow repeater. I think it's like 146.79. I forget what the PL is over there. KB1IFY. And my wife's got an identical twin sister.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I've got, you said Barra. I've got that repeater in my radios. Over to you, Steve. KD2BOR.
Rocky, if you go on Facebook and go into the after midnight, up on top where you see the photos of all the members, one of those tabs says photos. If you click it, you'll see the photo albums for the group. and it's one called Rogue's Gallery, and that one has pictures of all the hams.
Yeah, very good. I got to see why, I think I told you yesterday, I don't know why when I go on Facebook on my computer, it just locks everything up. I have a hard time. Charlie saw it when he was down here. Now, I guess maybe the computer is just getting old. I have a hard time when I get on that Facebook. Sometimes I got to shut my whole computer down to get to do anything.
Anyway, you got a picture of Al Lewis up here, Uncle Louis. You see Uncle Louis, he reminds you of Al Lewis, your grandpa from the Munsters.
And one of the photo albums, it's called Amara, More Photos and Stuff. We got a picture of your station, Rock, at the garage.
That was probably Charlie did that, because I would have no clue. I watched it one day, transferring stuff on my computer to my QRZ page and putting it over to Facebook. I had no clue what he was doing. Have to get an upgraded picture with the brick sitting on top of it.
I got a album here on my computer I've been keeping. All the naughty QSL cards I come across. You know, the half-naked women on them and all kinds of stuff. I was tempted to put them up here on a bin, but I don't think Facebook would approve. And we do have like four females in the group now, so I don't think they'll approve either.
No, I don't think that would be a very good idea, Steve.
Yeah, you know, I was looking one day on Facebook at some of the profiles. One of them actually had the male organ as his Facebook picture here on the home page. Hey, some of the stuff they've been posting on here, something else I wouldn't post it on, what they've been putting on here, but to each his own. I'm not going to unfriend them either, because I think, you know, I think it's funny to read that stuff in there, but then again, that's all them too, fuck it back up. But, what are you going to do?
Two guys doubled.
Yeah, Steve, I forgot that woman's qualifying, that one, that one's friend. Yeah, Steve.
I don't know if you guys, did you see that picture Jim put it up a while back? I just came across it here. You know that commercial where for Dos Equis beer, they go, he's the most interesting man in the world. The guy has that, like, Kenny Rogers beard. You know what I'm talking about?
I didn't see it. I'll have to take a look at it.
Yeah, but you know who the guy is? You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't really, Steve.
Check it out myself. Sounds like those idiots there that some dynasty. I never heard that dumb show before until they posted it with Tim Allen over there.
Well, that first season, Bill, I got the card and he signed it. Tim Allen signed all the cards for the first season. And then they had the special event. They sent out a different card. So I got two cards so far. I think this is the third season that they currently have, and I didn't send for one this time, so maybe I will. I don't know if it's different or the same card.
Hey, that's good. Nothing wrong with that.
In any case, the guy in the Dos Equis beer commercial, he looks kind of like a Kenny Rogers looking dude. But like more Latino, and they do this like thing, you know, like the last time he bought for apples, he came up with a lobster, you like he's the coolest guy in, on the face of the earth. Like, whatever he does, it turns out magnificent. And that's like the theme of the commercial. So then he always says, I don't always drink beer, but when I drink beer, I drink Dos Equis, you know? So Jim put up a picture of that guy, and he changed it so it says, I don't always break through the pile up first, but when I do, I dance around the shack and giggle like a little girl.
Now I feel better. Before I felt like I was dragging earlier. I sat down and relaxed for a while, and I feel a lot better. It's funny, some of those guys from the group, they were at the hamster. One of the guys was standing right in front of me. I didn't know it was him at the time, and now that I look at his picture, I know who he is now. I didn't realize it when I came in. He was right in front of me.
In the beige tan jacket?
Yeah, I think that was the guy there. So it's sort of like not an Elvis looking, but something like that.
Yeah, that's Tony. He's like vice president of the Hall of Science Amateur Radio Club, and he's very active. He does a lot of stuff. He used to be KD2AYA, and he just changed his call. The other picture there, the guy with the cap on, that's my buddy Sam. And the picture under yours is Jim, K2MIJ.
Probably the guys from the Hall of Science. Yeah, Donna was in the room with him when they were doing the DD testing over there, and he was right next to us.
Yep. He was talking with us, and then he looked at his watch. He goes, "Oh, I gotta go." He's a VE.
A lot of people disappeared early. There were people there, like that guy where Ruby goes out with that guy Steve. He won one of the door prizes. I went over there to see if he came over. He must have left early. So somebody else ended up with the door prize.
Did you ever meet Ruby?
No, I never met her. I know what she looks like now because she's been posting her pictures on Facebook. I never knew really what she looked like. Kelly I met. I knew what Kelly looked like.
I'm not sure who Kelly is, but Ruby I knew many, many moons ago, even before we had tickets. And for about a year or two, we were hanging out every so often, back in the 90s.
Kelly, KC2SKL there. I met her through the KC2H group over there. Nice girl. I noticed like some of the guys from Howie's machine and Kenny Mack's machine, I noticed they're in the group now, so...
Starting to sound like Morse code practice around here. All those machine IDs. KD2BOR, KB2TIA. Rocky, is Charlie back? When's he getting his car back? Did he find out?
I don't know. Like I said, the last time I talked to him was Monday, and he said he was going to give them a call. According to what, I haven't talked to him since then. He hasn't even jumped in the morning. As far as I know, they told him the second week in December was the projected time he was going to get it back.
Wow. So now all this time he's been renting the car, or is that a loan, or, is insurance pays for that?
Now, I know he's renting a Ford Taurus because he said it was killing him on gas. I would imagine he has rental on his insurance policy. How much they pay towards the car a day, that's another story.
Russell on my, it's not all that.